Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Baba Kama, Perek Tes, Mishlechas Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Avayin Reziva Kagun, Bikarav Mamish. And we continue with another case very similar to the previous Mishnah. The owner of the object asked the Shomer, Hecha Bigdani, where's the Bikadon? Where's that thing I deposited by you? And Amar Loi, the Shomer told him, Nignav, it was stolen. So the owner says, Mashbechani, I make you swear, Va'amar Amen. He said, yes, Amen. That's my Shavua, I swear it was stolen. And Va'edim Eidin, I saw Shaganavai. There's an Eidim now come along saying that he stole it. Shamdash Shulmi Kefel, he has to pay Kefel. And that's because when a Shomer claims something stolen, but it turns out that he had it the whole time, it's like he stole it, so he has to pay kefil. However, as we've been discussing, if he admitted by himself that he was the one that took it, he pays a karen chaymish and asham. Moving on to Mishnah test, continuing with his din. A person stole something from his father, and then he swore falsely to him, and then admitted that he really does, and then his father died. So here we have a very important din. Since we apply this very strict din to him, that we learned a couple Mishnahs ago, that when a person swears falsely and then admits, he has to physically hand over the money to the Nigzal, that's called being mekayim the mitzvah of hashava. He has to be mekayim the mitzvah to return it. Here's the same thing. The son stole from his father. He has to be mekayim the mitzvah of hashava of returning it. And even though he technically yarshins his father, he inherits him because his father died, and now he should get some of that inheritance. And that's what Mishnah tells us. Harezim shalom karen v'chaymesh l'banav oyla echav. This fellow has to pay karen v'chaymesh to the sons, meaning to his father's other sons who are other yarshim, or to his father's brothers if his father doesn't have sons. However, remaining rights or she'ein loy, if he doesn't want to give this money to the other yarshim, or he doesn't have enough money, he needs to be able to yarshin his father. He's a poor fellow. Maybe that's why he stole from his father in the first place. And he simply can't afford to give this money to his father's estate, his brothers or sons, and not be able to yarshin it himself. But again, as we said, we have this issue. He asked me mekayim mitzvah v'hashava, so we're in a catch 22. On one hand, he deserves some Yerusha. On the other hand, he has to give this money. What does he do? Loive, he borrows money from somebody else for his expenses. And then these balechayv, the people whom he owes money to, instead of collecting from him, they go to his father's estate, and they collect his Yerusha from there, and that way he's not completely losing out on this money that's supposed to come to him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.